Guess whose website is working? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The federal healthcare website has become a punchline. It's eating away at the president's poll numbers. It's embarrassed Democrats who bought into the promises. And worst of all, it's left millions of people feeling less secure, not more secure. And as if that wasn't enough, there was this somewhat disconcerting congressional testimony from the chief spokesman for the website rebuilding project.
Of those 60 to 70% of systems that are still being built, how are they going to be tested?
How are they going to be tested?
Yes.
In the same exact manner we tested everything else.
That should go well. And yet, in the midst of all this turmoil, there is an oasis of calm. Because it turns out that for members of Congress and their staffs, there are special healthcare websites that work just fine. The New York Times reports that Capitol Hill employees, and I'm quoting here, can log on to a special Blue Cross and Blue Shield website for members of Congress. And one congressional staff member is quoted as saying she managed to cut her premium in half. Now, I know a lot of people find this outrageous. In fact, a group called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington is demanding a congressional ethics investigation. And yet, if private companies have indeed figured out a way to build a working healthcare website for congressional employees that cuts premiums in half, should we really be looking to punish them for it? Or should we just try to get them to do the same for everybody else? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.